This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
New homes in America are a lot bigger than they used to be. In fact, since 1950, the size of homes in this country has doubled to about 2,500 square feet. And a bigger home generally uses more energy, right? Well, one professor is trashing these trends by sleeping in a 6x6 dumpster. Reporter Luke Quinton climbs in.
Everywhere he goes, students holler Jeff Wilson's new nickname, Professor Dumpster. That's because this month, Wilson moved into a sanitized recycling dumpster on the campus of Houston-Tillotson University. He's had this in mind for a while.
One day I was just sitting at a coffee shop, looked out the window, and decided that the dumpster I saw outside was the one I was going to be making my home.
It's not exactly comfy, but at least this dumpster is tall. You can stand up inside it, and there's not much stuff. When he moved out of his house, Wilson sold almost everything he owned. Now his clothes and gear hang from one little rack.
And I'm happier. There's not a whole lot of decisions I have to make in the morning on what to wear to work. I have three pairs of pants, and one of them's bright orange.
Wilson will sleep here for an entire year to make a point about sustainability.
The hypothesis of this experiment is you can have a pretty darn good life on the 1%. 1% the size, 1% the energy, 1% the water.
Wilson argues that our homes consume far too much energy. So he's living the other extreme, hauling water from the river, which takes an hour, using candles at night, and...
How do you get into this thing?
Okay, so...
Constantly hauling himself into a box with no doors to prove that you can live in 33 square feet.
Yeah. Up it. And you're home.
But this dumpster will be renovated. As the year goes on, Wilson and his students at this historically black college will turn his green metal box into a solar-powered box.
By the end, you and I will be standing here a year from now with a fully off-grid, sustainable home.
But until then, this dumpster has one thing going for it that most Austin homes don't: a fully paid mortgage and a clear view of the downtown skyline.
$1,000 house. $1 million view.
In Austin, I'm Luke Quinton for Marketplace.